President Mugabe today announced that prominent lawyer Ray Gova, who represented him in a high-profile case brought to court by Jealous Mawarire, which resulted in Zimbabwe holding national elections in 2013, before the implementation of key democratic reforms, would be the acting prosecutor general. At the same time, Mr. Mugabe appointed a tribunal that will investigate Tomana on various allegations raised by the Judicial Services Commission. Members of the tribunal took oath of office at State House today. The commission has accused Tomana of disrespecting court orders, among other issues. The Judicial Services Commission complained to President Mugabe that Tomana was no longer fit to continue as the country's prosecutor general after leveling those allegations against him. While members of the new tribunal were being sworn in at State House, Tomana was at the Harare Magistrates Court, where he applied for Magistrate Vakai Chikwekwe to recuse himself in a matter where he is being accused of abuse of office as a public officer. In his application, Tomana's attorney, Advocate Tabani Mpofu, said Chikwekwe was not suitable to preside over his client's trial because his hands were not clean. Mpofu submitted that Chikwekwe presided over Tomana's remand proceedings and could not therefore preside over his trial. While the state opposed the application, Mpofu submitted that his client would not get a fair trial, adding that Chikwekwe's recusal would ensure that the ends of justice were met. Chikwekwe said he would give his ruling on Tomana's application for his recusal tomorrow. The application resulted in his trial that was set to begin today to be put on hold pending Chikwekwe's ruling. Tomana is facing criminal charges after being accused of illegally releasing suspects, accused of allegedly plotting to bomb Bugushungo Dairies, a multi-million dollar business venture owned by President Mugabe's family. In another matter that was before the courts, Magistrate Chikwekwe deferred his ruling to tomorrow in a case in which 104 protesters who were arrested in Mavuku and Epworth suburbs on Monday are facing charges of public violence. One of the defense lawyers, Obey Shava, said some of the accused persons failed to appear in court for their bail application owing to injuries sustained when police officers set dogs on them and assaulted them during the demonstrations.
I can confirm that six of our clients, the accused persons, were unable to attend court today owing to the fact that they were critically ill. The prison officers saw it fit in their wisdom that they should not bring them to court. They were left on their beds, on their sick beds, so to speak.
Shava added that the magistrate also did not entertain the defense lawyer's request for arrested minor children to be released. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.